That's a good question, and there's different ways, you know, to look at it. You know, if you have given off of something up front, do you give off something when it comes to you again, you know, later? A lot of people, you know, feel like, well, if God has provided it for me, I'm going to give off of it. Either way, either at both times or one, some will choose one time instead of another, upfront or when it actually, you know, is received and used by you. I think, again, it comes back to your heart before the Lord. I mean, you know, I think we should all seek, we all need to realize, okay, at certain times in our life, we're going to have more, and certain times in our life, we're going to have less. And God does love a cheerful giver. He loves a thankful giver. He also loves an obedient giver. And we need to seek to say, Lord, how can I show the generosity, the grace of Jesus right now? And how can I make certain choices in my life where I can maybe make more of money available to give? But obviously, when you're living on Social Security, it's not as much as probably you were making at one point in your life, and sometimes it's hard to stretch. But I also think we need to remind ourselves that some of the most generous givers in the world are in places where their income is a tiny fraction of what even U.S. poverty level is. And I've been around such people, and perhaps you have too, who just give generously, and you just look at it and it blows you away. You just like, how can they even do that? And yet they do it, and they do it with smiles on their face and joy in their heart and to the praise of Jesus. So I think it becomes, ask God and bring it before the Lord and just ask His Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. For sure He calls us all to be generous. What that will look like is going to vary with different people at different stages and times in their life.